This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We are down to just three teams now in the chase for the Ed Chynnout Cup. The Portland Winterhawks advancing to the WHL Championship Series for a third straight year. We'll now play the winner of Edmonton or Calgary, and that series will begin Friday in Portland. Ahead, WHL draft-eligible players highlighted the final Central Scouting rankings. We'll hear from the number one-ranked skater in North America, Seth Jones of the Portland Winterhawks. WHL has announced its Eastern and Western Conference Player of the Year nominees. Adam Lowry of the Swift Current Broncos and Justin Fazer of the Tri-City Americans will contest the award at the WHL Awards Luncheon Wednesday in Calgary. And both Adam and Justin will be our guests to discuss the season. Well, the Western Hockey League all over the final rankings released by NHL Central Scouting. 59 players from the league made the rankings. WHL had 12 players ranked in the top 36 skaters in North America. Portland defenseman Seth Jones ranked number one. We spoke this week.
A little surprise for us in the Western Hockey League, Seth, but you have to be really pleased with how the rest of your season went.
Yeah, for sure. And, we're in the playoffs right now, but, that's... I don't like to thank it, but it's obviously a pretty big accomplishment for me, and it shows how hard I've worked and how great the season has been. So I'm thankful for the teammates that I have and how they've really helped me through the season.
The other night, Steve Yzerman for the Tampa Bay Lightning was in the building. They may have a lottery pick. It looks like that way. Is it tough not to focus on the draft in New Jersey here coming up in June?
Yeah, it definitely is, and you know all these people that are here watching you, and you have to try your best to put it aside and just play hockey and play your game and not try to do too much with the puck and just keep it simple. So I thought I've done a pretty good job of that in this postseason, and I'm just trying to keep it going.
You're definitely going to be a one-year player in the Western Hockey League. You've now come into this league. The season's winding down. As you look back on your year in the Western Hockey League, was it everything you wanted it to be for your development?
Yeah, it was exactly what I thought, and I wanted it to be. I made the decision for a reason, and, it turned out perfect for me. And, the postseason has been really fun, and, I've been looking forward to that since, halfway through the season. So it's been a very, very exciting year.
You know, the draft is in New Jersey, and there's some talk this week about Jay-Z and some representation from Rock Entertainment or Rock Sports. What's that all about? And I guess with the draft being in New Jersey, I guess that's maybe a little bit fitting there for you.
Yeah, well, I guess Rock Nation Sports just joined with CAA Sports, so that's my agency, and with Pat Brisson and them. And, I haven't talked to anyone about that, but, that'd be cool to sit down and talk about something like that. But, being in New Jersey, at the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn, it's pretty close by, so that'd be pretty exciting.
Rock Nation, I'm not up on the lingo, Seth. Yeah. Apologize. Okay. Appreciate that, and good luck there in the NHL draft come June.
All right, thank you very much.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a dive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot! Goal!
How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL. It's your time.
Adam Lowry of the Swift Current Broncos will be up for the Western Hockey League Player of the Year Award come the WHL Awards Ceremony here. Adam joins us on the phone, and boy, we were chatting last week about perhaps the best week of your life. It's been a lot of things that have gone on for you here for the positive in the last couple of weeks, Adam.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think last week could have gone any better for me personally. Being able to sign with the Winnipeg Jets organization and then kind of being nominated for the WHL Player of the Year. It was definitely a special week for me. I know we kind of joked that it would have only been better if I scored my first professional goal last week, but no, I can't complain. You know, I was thrilled when I found out I was nominated, and you know, it was something I was really proud of.
Talk about your year. Really a breakout season for you. 45 goals and 88 points. You get Swift Current into the playoffs for the first time in a while there. And, boy, just a breakout season for you that lands you a pro contract as well.
Yeah, I think coming into this year, I knew it was going to be an important year for me, having missed a lot of last year due to injury. And I definitely wanted to break out offensively and be a key contributor every night for the Broncos. And, you know, I think being able to stay healthy and kind of making that switch to center, it really allowed me to open up my offensive game and kind of contribute on a nightly basis. And anytime you're a 19-year-old in this league, you want to be a contributor every night, and that's what I tried to do.
You'll be up against a 20-year-old that had a pretty good season in Tri-City, Justin Fazer, as well. He had a great season here. What do you know about Justin's game?
No, I know he means a lot to the Tri-City Americans, their organization. He's their captain. He's been there for a while, and, you know, he's kind of their heart and soul. You know, if you look at his stats, I think the next closest guy on their team was 35, 40 points below him. And, you know, he carried that team offensively, and, you know, he's a great leader, and, you know, he does a lot of things well. I know we don't get to see them often, them being in the U.S. division and only playing them once a year. But, you know, I know from the one game we played him this year, he battles hard, he competes. You know, he's really responsible defensively, and you know he's a really worthy candidate for player of the year.
And you'll be at the award ceremony there in Calgary, which is old hat for you because you claimed the league's Scholastic Player of the Year in 2009-2010 season. So this should be nothing new here for you, Adam, here coming up.
Yeah, I was still pretty proud of when I won that as a 16-year-old, and you know, I remember looking in that year, Jordan Eberle won Player of the Year, and you know, I remember just being wide-eyed at him, you know, even just playing against him when he was on the Pats. And, you know, to be kind of in the same position he is now as being up for that award, you know, it's definitely a good feeling.
Great, great stuff. Great season for you, Adam. Couldn't have come any better. We appreciate your time here on WHL this week, and we'll see you in Calgary at the award ceremony. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, we just heard from Adam Lowry, who is the other nominee for Player of the Year. The other one is Justin Fazer, who had a great 20-year-old season with the Tri-City Americans. Justin, you get the nominee out of some great players out of the Western Conference. Just tell me your reaction when you heard you were up for the award.
Kind of surprised, you know, you see the list of the other guys, you know, in the Western Conference there, and, you know, some of the numbers that were put up, and, you know, it's good to be recognized.
You went through a lot this season in Tri-City. You guys lost your starting goaltender. You've had some key injuries throughout, but you pieced it together and still finished on the top half of the conference. You were a big part of that. You're the captain of that club. How did you guys do it?
We stuck together as a team. You know, Eric going down, he was still a big part of our team, you know, even when he wasn't there. And I think the guys really kind of gelled together a little bit after that and pieced in some wins there.
Justin, Winnipeg native, you paid your dues in the Western Hockey League, and you have an Iron Man award to show for it. You're the all-time Iron Man in the WHL. What does that mean to you? Because that is, you know, you play so many games in this league. There's so much travel to have something like that. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's just commitment to the game, I guess. You know, training in the off season is a big part of that, and trying to stay healthy throughout the season, you know, trying to take care of my body the right way, and still playing hard every game.
You'll be up against Adam Lowry of the Swift Current Broncos. As mentioned, we had him here earlier on the show. What do you know about Adam's game and him as a player?
You know, playing against him, I guess, once a season there. He's in the Eastern Conference there. He's a great player. He's a big body. He can score goals and you know, really take control of a game whenever he pleases. You know, he had a great season as well.
You're now getting a taste of pro hockey there with the Portland Pirates in the American Hockey League. And what's it been like for you? I know playoffs will start here around the corner against Syracuse.
It's a great experience so far. I got to play playing some games and, you know, experience the pro life here. You know, it's obviously a lot faster and the guys are bigger and stronger, but it's been a good challenge so far.
And you're with the reigning player of the year in the WHL. That's Brendan Shinneman. You guys have been reunited down there.
Yeah, it's awesome having him here. He really kind of shows me the way to being a pro, I guess. He's really committed on and off the ice, and, you know, you can learn quite a few things from him.
Well, Justin, congratulations on the nomination, and good luck at the WHL Awards. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, Seth Jones, Adam Lowry, and Justin Fazer. Next week, a look at all the award winners from the WHL Awards Luncheon and a preview of the WHL Championship Series. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.